go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
For some action.
Hey.
You have been called to the table. Action. You have been called to the table.
Do I need to get on top of it?
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy that you said that. Like, hey, you still got your warm-ups on. Like,
okay.
Yeah, do a couple of free throws, couple of layups. So get that layup line. Get up in that layup line.
All right.
Look. To the people out there today, this is what we're here to talk about. Shan, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about when do you consider the friend zone for that man?
Let's start from the origin story, though. I think we need, especially you. Especially you. Have you ever been friend zoned?
I don't think I've ever been friend zoned because I have titties.
Okay.
You know, and I feel like no shade on grown men can focus and not let titties distract them.
Shout out.
But younger men, high school, middle school, college men, men in my 20s, men in my 30s, and older men, if what I had on today was in their face, they wouldn't ever put me in a friend zone. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, have you ever put someone in the friend zone?
All the time.
All the time, she said.
All the time.
So you got like a lot of space, like terabytes of space where you just putting people.
Yes, I have to. Because your filter gets better as you get older. It should. As you mature, as you know what you want and you know what you don't want, how you like your piece. You have to know what personalities match with that versus what personalities will ruin that. And the personalities of males, of friends, I can handle you as a friend with this personality, but if we were lovers or romantic or trying to be in a serious, committed relationship, we would drive each other crazy, and I don't want that.
Well, then that sparks another question that just came out of nowhere. What's the biggest misconception about being just friends?
The biggest misconception about being just friends is when you're really good friends with the opposite sex, people automatically feel like y'all are too good of friends to not ever have fuck.
Wow. That is, hello. Hello. say we not that horny. You know what I mean?
You're right.
Do you think the friend zone is real? Or is it just like a rejection that's with a nicer name?
Rejection is like you don't have to be nasty and reject somebody, but I think the friend zone and treating a person with respect and still showing up for them is like a mature way of knowing like we are great as friends, but if we ever cross that line and had sex or wanted to be more, you would probably hate me as a person.
Hate. So since you've never been in the friend zone, has someone ever escaped your friend zone? Ooh, talk about it.
Let me think. Yes.
What changed your mind?
The stupidest thing that changes all the minds of people, men and women, The idea of potential.
The potential, the P word, people.
Yeah.
That other P word.
Mm. Not the penis, because, you know, penis never made me do, you know, out of the box things at first. Mm. But, you know, potential makes you feel like it's a possibility I can make them be better or make them be the person I would like to introduce to my people. But this is what really helps me put men in the friend zone is the fact that I'm a lot of things, okay? I'm creative, I'm outgoing, I'm organized, I handle business. I've always had 3 jobs up until I was 28 years old from 16. I left high school and like, I think 2 weeks later I was in college. I didn't take no breaks. I did the whole 4 years. And I'm not a, I'm gonna go to the party person. I'm not, I'm gonna see you at the bar. I never dabbled in something that took me off of the path I needed to be on. Mm. So for me, a lot of people can't handle my drive and my maturity with boundaries. So like, I can have fun with you, but I have boundaries. I got somewhere else to be, I gotta go. A lot of people don't know how to manage that. And so it's either like they're used to me, the fun part of me, but they don't know how to handle the work part of me or the creative part of me. And so when I see that you can't handle all my levels and I need to be with somebody that can handle my levels, that helps me put you in the friend zone, because it's okay that you can't. I don't want you to, but you could be here.
So to answer this then, have you ever regretted taking someone two-part question. Putting someone in and taking someone out.
I don't know if I
got to.
I have put a lot of people in, right? I don't know if I regret not taking somebody out the friend zone, because I never tried to after I put them there. And I wanted them to stay there, but I have regretted taking people out the friend zone, because once you take somebody out the friend zone of the opposite sex and y'all try the relationship and it doesn't work, if they still like you more and you're okay with not having them more and going back to friends,
you're a serial killer.
So you lose a friendship. And so I would say, my first boyfriend should have stayed a friend. Ari's daddy should have just been a fuck.
Damn, shout out.
No shade, I love Ari, but yeah. My third boyfriend should have just stayed a friend.
Damn.
Because you know when you have a friend that's really funny and y'all just friends, I love them down. But when you let the really funny guy become your boyfriend, that he becomes an asshole.
You spilling into my next question. You spilling into it. Hey, you slow it down. You slow it down, bucko. Because look, now we got to tell the truth. Here's the kick, though.
Yeah.
Here's the kick. If you answer yes, you got to say it. Damn, this is crazy. You got to say it with your chest.
Oh, meaning, you know I can say much.
Meaning like you got to answer it in the cockiest way. Pause.
Okay.
If it's no, you got to say it in the most disrespectful way.
All right.
So if it's a yes, you got to be on some cocky shit. If it's no, you got to be on some disrespectful shit. You ready?
Okay. Got you.
Have you ever kept someone in a friend zone because they gave you attention?
No.
Okay. All right. We believe you. Have you ever known someone that liked you but enjoyed the compliments too much to let them go?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Have you ever flirted with someone and had no intention of dating?
Okay, so repeat that again.
Have you ever flirted with someone, but you had no intentions of dating or being with them?
Yeah, all the time, especially with strangers in New York.
That's crazy that you narrowed it down to New York.
Okay, let me explain this. In New York, it's so fucking big and so fucking random that you could wake up every day and be a different person if you wanted to. So flirting with somebody is like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this approach. Like every day was like a game of let me try this and see what happens with this person, you know? So.
All right. Let's see. Is that leading someone on or is that just harmless fun though?
I think it's harmless fun. Unless I'm just like, hey, can I have your number? I want to take you on a date one day. You can see that they're really giddy and like ready for it, and they're going to wait by their phone for that shit. I don't play with people in that way, but I will on the train flirt. You know what I'm saying? I will
on the pass train by flirt.
And give you like the serious stare down where you either smile or I make you uncomfortable.
Hey, Britt. 12 Cal, one of y'all put that down. Shannon's one of my, she's one of my pencils too. Like, I might call Shannon with an idea and tell her to pencil that shit down. She said she flirted on a train. We need to put that on a shirt. I flirted on a train. That's crazy. I flirt on a train is crazy.
I flirted on the train so crazy. Where it was rush hour and I was on the E train going to Queens and this man's dick print was on my ass the whole ride until like
that's wow. Shout out there living her best life. Do you think men and women friend zone differently?
I don't know how a man friend zone.
Well, how you think men friend zone? Like, well, okay, wait. Before you even answer that, What's the general ways for a woman to friend zone a man? You didn't even break that down.
Okay,
give us a few of them.
I have a list of reasons of why I would friend zone a man.
Okay.
Disclosure. Anybody listening to this, do not think you can work around this shit. It's shamproof. Okay.
Damn, and she did that shit.
Okay, number one. When I peep how you treat people that you gave your body to, if I hear that call, if I see how you ignore them, if I see how you talk shit and they walk up and then you act a completely different way, we would never fuck. I would never have your dick anywhere near my mouth because you're disrespectful as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, keep that, okay? And
she basically said, have some respect for the dead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Number two. How you work with people and your work ethic. So if the thing that feeds you, gives you options in life, gets you from week to week, you're like shrugs on or you don't do it with any integrity or give a fuck about if you show up or if you just let people know you're not coming. Ew. Like, I don't like that because I don't do that to people. You know, I called out today, but I didn't call out 2 minutes before I had to clock in. I called out an hour and 30 minutes before, you know? But give people a heads up. I'm not coming. Number three, your hygiene levels. And I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to watch what you do and what you don't do. Okay? Because I feel like at a certain point as a man, nobody should have to tell you you need to clean your ears. Nobody should have to tell you when you get a haircut. Nobody has to tell you, hey, just because you took a shower every day this week does not give you a right to wear these pants for the seventh time and not wash them. We could smell that.
Yeah, little bitch.
So, yeah, watch your hygiene. Four, if you lack self-awareness, that is like a peeve of mine. Okay? If you lack self-awareness and you can't see two steps ahead of what might happen if you do this or if you don't do something, and
what if he's blind?
I can't do it. I can't do it in friendships. I can't do it in romantic ships. I just can't do it.
But Shan, what if he can't see, literally?
I've never had a blind friend. I don't know how that would go.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Number five, and this is no shade to my skinny men because y'all are love.
Wait. What's skinny though?
Skinny is like,
you got to give me, you got to give me the hate. I mean, the hate. They just hate though. You got to give me the height to weight ratio. Give me that.
Okay. So first, I'm gonna say this: if I can lift you up, we can fuck.
Oh, that's crazy.
Okay.
That's great. All my light. Hey, all my light kings out there, stand up, baby. Stand up. Put some pennies in your pocket.
Yeah, if I can love you all, we can. Hey,
hold them bricks. Hold them bricks. She said, nigga, if I could suplex you.
Yeah,
she said, if I put you in a Boston. She said, if I'm able to flip you over and put you in a sharpshooter, it's over, buddy. You're never getting out of that friend zone.
I'm sorry.
If she could put you in a finger four leg lock, it's over for you.
Yeah, I can't.
Continue. That's crazy.
I don't care about height because I'm not procreating anymore. You could be whatever height you want to.
But here's the thing though. What you say that, but a lot of women are tricked by the height though.
What do you mean tricked?
If you find a guy that's 6'2" and up, to me, that you automatically get a notch up. Let's just say you get 10 notches, right? If you are 6'2" and up, you automatically gonna get like 3 to 4 notches automatically coming into the game. You automatically start with 4 or 5, and you can max out at 10. Right? Now, depending on the attraction and your personality and stuff like that, and your status, that might bring it down, and you can take away. But don't tell me that y'all don't care about height like that. Mm-mm. I can't let you get that away.
I'm not gonna say y'all, but we're talking about Shan.
She gets it with Layla and Shan
does not give a fuck about height. Mm. Okay. I've had them at 6'3". I've had them at 6 foot. I've had them at 5'3". I've had them at, you know, maybe 5'7", 5'9". It don't matter. It's because when I see a tall man, I think about my height. I'm barely 5'2". Okay? Barely 5'2". And I look at a tall man, I'm just like, if you did 69, I probably would be in your belly button.
Oh, man. She's in the belly button.
Okay? And I don't want to be in the belly button.
She's doing it.
Blowing
on your belly.
I'm doing body math, you know what I'm saying? So I don't need a man that's super tall. But I will say, I cannot do super skinny men just because I like to lay on a Buddha belly. I don't like a super ab flat stomach.
She says she want a bamboo belly.
Yeah, I like a little Buddha, a little cushion. I like a man with a little, you know, meat on his bones. I still want to be the only person in the relationship with titties.
Wow.
Okay? Wow. Yes, I want to be the only person in the relationship with titties. I want to be able to still have the ratio of, if you're giving me back shots, I can touch your balls. If I can't touch your balls while you're giving me back shots, then the ratio of us is off. You know what I'm saying? And I like a man in between 190, 230.
Okay. All right.
You know? Little muscles. I don't want you to have a super thick neck because then I have to think about if you put me in a headlock while you're sleeping, you might not understand your grip. You know what I'm saying?
If your woman puts you in a headlock, don't talk to me for 2.5 weeks. We're going into the what if zone.
Yeah.
This is the what if zone, Shan. And I need you to answer accordingly.
Okay.
You can pick whatever friend that you want, right?
Yeah.
It could be any, whatever, because do you rank your friends in the zone?
No.
Oh, you don't? No. So so it's all equal. It's all DEI.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what if one of them became rich? Would you change his status?
He's just my rich friend.
Oh, he's still in the zone no matter the financial? Yeah. Okay.
I got a very well-off male friend since high school.
Mm-hmm.
He just had a new baby. His fiance is a little ticky-ticky, and he's backing out of that relationship. And I told him about my trip this weekend, and he was like, okay, well, keep in contact with me of this. He has offered for us to be in a relationship, and he put the girls in private school. And, you know, I just do live my life, and he lives his, just because he knows who I am. But at the same time, I don't give a fuck if you're a great man and you have money and you're well off. If I'm not going to be the partner I feel like you deserve, and you're not going to be the partner I really want deep down, I'm not going to put myself in that situation to just benefit off of you. Now, I know a lot of women would, you know what I'm saying? And I've been offered some things by some male friends that I have, and I'm just like, I wish I was that home, but I'm not here. I would never be satisfied. So, no.
That kind of answered the rest of the what if questions, outside of maybe, and maybe we already know the answer to this. What if they got married?
I love when my friends who are in the friend zone get married. Then I could like relax my shoulders.
Okay. So you basically just take them off the roster. You just put an X next to
them. Yeah, like
do you love that, when they here's a follow-up question to that though.
Yeah.
You in a relationship.
I'm right? in a relationship.
Right? Right. You in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Should you tell your partner about someone you have friend zone? Should you tell your partner about your friend's own stable?
I tell them. And sometimes they ask. Like, my last relationship, they ask, like, has this person ever seen your titties? Have they ever tried to date you when y'all first met? Have they ever, like, pushed up on you in a sexual way? And I answer it.
Would you cut one of your friend's own zoners off if your partner said, do that?
Yes, and I have, and we know the results of that.
I was there. Hey, look, I'm gonna act like I'm talking to the chat. I just want to say the word chat. Hey, chat. Hey, guess what? Me and my nigga Drake was just walking down the street. Next thing you know, niggas got cut off.
Yeah.
Hey, niggas cut our water off. Okay.
Yeah.
They cut our Shan water off immediately, yeah. Right?
It got really nasty.
Shan wasn't having that. Shan was not having that. Mm-mm.
And it wasn't because, like, I just feel like you're trash now because I'm with a person, but if it's disrespectful, I can't have you disrespecting someone I'm with and want to continue to be with and us be friends. Like, you're going to have to find the chill.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. What do you think is more painful then? Like getting rejected immediately or just spending years in a friend zone?
For the person who is friend zone or the person that is friend zoning?
For the person that is in the friend zone. What do you think?
I feel like the person that's in the friend zone, who in the back of their mind are just like, I'm going to make sure this friendship is so good that one day I'm going to wear them down and we're going to be more. I feel like that's your personal responsibility to find your limit. Because this person never promised you, give me 3 years and I'll see if we could be more. This person never said, give me 5 years and I'll see if we could be more. You have a idea in your mind, an intention that you're not sharing with this person. So it makes it a manipulated relationship.
I like that. That's a great answer. That was great. That was great.
Yeah.
All right. So look, do you think the friend zone is like, is it more personality or is it attraction? The reason. Ooh.
I think for me, the friend zone is personality.
Oh, it's the personality.
Yeah.
And it's
not your personality is horrible. It's do our personalities mix to be more? Is there chemistry?
Oh, so you don't think the personality meshes up with yours?
No. No.
All right. I like that. Now it's time to go further.
We're gonna do
a little this or that. Little this or that. Okay? No, literally. You gotta answer this or that. and we're here. Would you rather be friend zoned or blocked?
Blocked.
Blocked completely. Honest rejection or mixed signals?
Honest rejection.
I didn't get that nigga. Tell me, goddammit.
Yeah. I like a man to be like, Shan, I know what you're trying to do. We will never fuck. So stop it. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Have a good night, sir. I would love that if a man ever did me like that, but a man has never come down his neck and be like, Shan, please stop.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Love at first sight or love over time?
Love over time.
Okay.
Like when you see somebody, it's just lust if you loving them at first sight.
Okay. All right. Shoot your shot twice. And we know this is difficult for women to do in general. God damn it. Shoot your shot twice or never again.
Shoot it twice.
Yeah, okay. She's going back. Stay friends or walk away completely. You gonna ghost people?
I have ghosted people.
You ghosted people? So which one are you rolling with? You rolling with the ghost or you rolling with the, you know, we
ghosting people. So there was a time where I was dilly-dallying with the man and we weren't anything, but because we had a conversation before we got physical, he told me he doesn't have any kids, but he knows he wants twins. Mm-hmm. And even if the woman naturally doesn't have twins, he's going to go to the doctor to make sure she has twins. When he said that shit, instantly I said, we will just fuck. Right?
Damn.
In my mind, we would just fuck. And we did it. And the third time we did that, he was sucking my titty so crazy that
it's crazy. I did not see that. Hey, when you want to talk about a curveball, we're not even in the sport for her to throw a curveball like that. I didn't see that. Go ahead and finish though. No. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish.
When he did that, after he was like, damn, like fucking you is like, it's something extra in it. And he was like, are you pregnant? I said, no. He's like, then why the fuck do you have breast milk? I said, I don't know. It's been like a year and a half.
Whatever that milk that Dave Chappelle had, y'all got to be careful out there. Shan.
And that's when I knew, like, I can't do him anymore because he's the type of person where that would keep me around because...
The milk.
He's
homelander.
He was definitely a man that would keep me around because the sex was such a thrill for him, and I wasn't getting anything out of it because I'm a mental fucker.
Hey.
So if I don't fuck with you mentally, it's like I can't get off like I need to.
Hey, for all my The Boys fans out there, just know Homelander, okay? Homelander. Jesus, that went crazy. One night stand, Shan. One night stand, or years in the friend zone.
Years in the friend zone. I ain't never done a one night stand.
Okay. Well, you say it like that. Yeah. Okay.
Bad thing is just like I can't do it. I need to know your last name. I need to know where you work, and I need to know that you don't live in a cardboard box.
Remember? Have you ever seen that movie? It's like a what do they call those? It's like an indie film, I think. Mm-hmm. Mike can find it on YouTube. I cannot think of the name. And I think about this movie ever so often because it was very polarizing. I wouldn't necessarily say polarizing, but it was well written. But it was...
Who was in it?
They're not, at least from my... perspective, they're not major actors or actresses. I don't think I've ever seen these people in something different.
How old is it?
Oh, I've seen this years ago. It could be. I'm saying this and I could be wrong, but it's over 10 years ago. Okay. I want to say it's over 10 years. It got to be somewhere around there before then. But it's a movie about one night stand. and they end up brushing their teeth with their finger. They went to a party. They went to a party together. They met each other. They had a one. I'm of course I'm forgetting a lot of details because I can't. Well, it's a good thing because I don't want to spoil it for you. But it is about a one night stand and coming off of a house party or something like that. But if I find it, I will definitely send it to you. I thought it was dope. I don't even know how I came and found it. I don't know if someone told me about it, but I ended up just kind of like that. Well, we'll talk about that movie later, but yeah.
I think anybody who finds like true love for years behind a one-night stand, you are the chosen one.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's like, it's kind of like winning the lottery. That shit don't happen to everybody. All right, now this is it. We about to close it up, but I need a direct answer.
Ooh,
you can't elaborate. You can't explain nothing.
Oh my god!
You got to say yes or no.
And shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah. This is pertaining to back to the friend zone. Okay.
Okay.
Can ugly become attractive? Yes or no?
No.
Can good sex change your mind?
No.
Can money change the friend zone?
No.
Can confidence?
No.
Jealousy?
No.
Timing? Yes.
No.
I'm gonna ask it again then in a different way. Can someone be the right person at the wrong time?
No.
Damn. Is a friend zone permanent?
Yes.
Have you ever gone back to an ex after friend zoning someone else?
Wait, explain that. Not me explaining the answer, but you explain that.
So basically, you break up with your ex, and you know it's a lot of emotions behind that. You know, it's usually after the breakup and stuff like that. But some people deal with their emotions by dibble dabbing into the friend zone.
So the ex becomes a friend?
No. Meaning like you dibble dab with your friend zoners and stuff like that.
Oh no, no.
But
I
in
don't
the midst
that,
of all that, you go back to your ex.
No, I know they'd be hooked. I can't do that. That's dangerous. All and right. men are petty these days. They will be like, "I fucked your bitch, like,
fat motherfucker. Get money, West Side. Get money." Shit, that's crazy, dog. Hey, and then, would you date your best friend?
I want to marry my best friend.
Okay, do they know who's your? Hey,
not a man. Yeah, but like the man I marry, I want us to be like tight as fuck. Like if you see a fat ass and we in our 50s, I want you to tap my shoulder so I can look.
And that, people, is Shan. Okay. Now in closing, Shan, I'm going to say this. When I say this, you tell me what you take away from this, okay? What is your thought when I say this? Is the friend zone actually a place, or is it simply one person saying, "You're good enough for my life, just not the love of my life"?
It's saying you're good enough for my life, just not the love of my life.
Yeah. Just not my love life, basically.
Yeah.
You're good for my life, but not my love life. Damn.
And I can love you. I can love you as a friend.
That's shady.
Like, if you got your dick stuck in the zipper, I'm in here to help you get that shit out, not to resuscitate it.
Damn, man. That's crazy, though. It's a crazy world we live in out here. It's a crazy world we live in out here. Shan, before we get out of here, of course, we're going to have you share your contact information so these crazy motherfuckers can find you. They might want to have an opportunity at the friend zone. You recently had an episode, you know, basically describing the perfect man.
Yeah, my ideal mate.
You wanna?
I had an episode explaining what my ideal mate would be without patriarchy.
The perfect man for the perfect Shane.
Yeah.
And that's what it was.
Does he exist?
Hey. You got to go check the episode out. You got to go check the episode
Can
out.
Can I say something?
She built a bear.
Before I tell y'all where to find me.
Okay.
PSA. Okay? PSA.
PSA. Maybe.
To all these men, I don't care what you look like, what your body looks like, what your dick looks like.
Yeah.
If you've been gawking and wanting a woman for over decades.
Niggas do gawk.
And you have the time and opportunity and she's with the shits, right? And she wants to take you seriously and you agree to that and she agrees to that.
Mm.
And she has shown you nothing but effort. If you are in a mind frame of second guessing yourself to be good enough or what she wants or your confidence, it is not going to work. You will fuck up a good thing with someone you claim you want.
A little bit.
And I feel like you're going to regret it, but that's your shit, not my shit. But at the same time, it takes a very confident man to get bucking ass naked all with a woman he wants. All the way. I'm talking about
No socks.
Okay? It also takes a very confident man to bring in other objects of pleasure into a fucking bedroom and not be offended or compare himself to it. If you are not at that level, don't ask for extra accessories.
Splash, okay? Brothers.
Especially with me. Yeah. Because I can do nothing about what the Lord gave you.
Message.
And the fact that I know what the Lord gave you for decades and you feel some shame behind that.
Take that.
That is your shit.
Yeah.
And if you don't want me to see you soft, keep your shit to yourself, because the reality is every man is not going to be on hard 24/7.
Shit. Yep.
But yeah. Another thing that'll put you in the friend zone before I leave is if you have a turtle wang, okay? Please. And shout out to people who want to keep the cap. If you want to keep the cap on your manhood, great. I just don't like it. And I still haven't discovered a nice way of asking, do you have a cap or is your cap off?
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? One day I'll come up with a nice way of asking that, but I don't want you to feel shame by it. I just like the cap off, okay?
That's crazy.
I want to see the whole head, okay?
Shannon's trying to find the nicest way to ask. Do you wear a hoodie year round? Pause.
But you can find me at shambypodden.com. You can find me at shambypodden on social media. You can find me at mommymuscle2 on TikTok. You can find me at shegetsitpod on IG. But I'm in these streets. I'm sure y'all seen a pod or more. And I'm sure you saw a nip somewhere on these social media streets. It's mine. Yeah.
Yes, it's time. It's time to shut it down. It's time to shut it down, Shan. Do you have any closing words for the people out there?
Respect the friend zone, okay? There are a lot of great women that you might fantasize about being more with, but I guarantee you they're more beneficial in your life as friends if that's not what they want. And don't completely trash them because they don't want your wang. Don't completely trash them because they don't want your extra loving. They might put you on to a better bitch for you.
Little bitch.